Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about the PUD and its timeline of eventful dates. Beginning in 1930, Initiative No. 1 was passed by the people of Washington, allowing PUDs. In 1936, Chelan County citizens vote to create Public Utility District No. 1 and name the first commissioners, Charles Kaiser, W.K. McKenzie, and Gust Zacher. In 1947, PUD purchases an abandoned Washington water power, the line near Antoine Creek, and it brought power to its first 10 customers. First PUD employees were hired. In 1948, PUD acquires Puget Sound Power and Light Distribution System. In 1951, the PUD leases part of Rock Island Dam from Puget Sound Power and Light, adds 6 generators at the powerhouse to supply power for Wenatchee Works Alcoa plant. In 1953, Alcoa aluminum plant was in full-scale operation. Then in 55, PUD acquires Lake Chelan Distribution System and Power Plant from Washington Water Power. In 1956, PUD buys Rock Island Dam from Puget. They file federal application for Rocky Reach Dam and started construction. 1961, the first commercial power was delivered from Rocky Reach Dam. In 1971, Rocky Reach Dam expanded. 4 more generators were completed. In 1978 to 1995, there were 14 parks on 3 reservoirs. They were built for $67 million under terms of FERC Exhibit R. In 1979, the Rock Island Powerhouse 2 completed with 8 horizontal bulb turbines. Reservoir level was raised 6.1 feet. In 1980, the regional water system started from Rocky Reach Aquifer. And in 1999, construction started on fiber optic communication backbone. In 2002 and 2003, a permanent juvenile fish bypass system was built at Rocky Reach Dam. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.